Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
And this is Amazeballs.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the morning's looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
All right, it's after work. We're all gathered in the bar.
You mean midday?
Hey, anybody can get off work at any time, yeah. Josh.
Sure. Like the postman.
Maybe he works.
Show of shots outside the bar before they go, and it's like noon.
So we're doing cheers tonight.
Everyone knows your name.
Exactly. We're all gathered below ground.
Clink, 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 clink.
Dank Boston tavern.
Not a lot of drinking.
No,
not as much drinking as you
there was
think.
Drinking.
Sure, it's a bar. It's featured at a bar. First impressions, Josh. You've never seen this, right?
No, I've not. I don't think I've seen a single episode of Cheers.
Wow, okay.
Not even like clips or. I know the theme song.
Yo, everybody knows.
Everybody knows
the theme song.
Everybody knows the theme song.
Yeah, very classic.
They don't know the name though.
Of the theme song. No.
What is it?
I don't know.
Fuck, are you bringing up tidbits and facts that you don't know for on a show about tidbits? No, look that up and get back to us. Josh, what did you think of this first episode we watched?
I liked both of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like this one more than the Thanksgiving episode, though.
Okay.
This was the con. Was it not the con?
Yeah, yeah.
A con by any other name?
The big con.
Like a con, any con. I think it was that second one. Yeah.
So this is one where Harry Dean Stanton is a guest star. And
it's called Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
The name of the song?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So you were wrong. No. Harry Dean Stanton was known for Night Court, the TV show. And he was also Richie in the
not
original
Knight Rider.
TV It.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
And Richie was in the Stephen King It Made for TV series with Tim Curry as it. He plays a flim flam man, hustler, if you will. What brings him in? Do you remember?
He just cons people at the bar frequently, right?
Well, no. Coach has been having trouble.
Oh, yeah, they invite him in. Right.
Because there's a big time hustler.
It implies they bail him out of prison?
Who?
Out of jail?
Yeah, because they say he's in prison.
So. Oh, yeah. He's
I guess for hustling.
For hustling.
For hustling.
Coach has been.
You can just do that. Hustled. You can just call up the jail. Like, I'd like to bail out this person.
I mean, if bail is posted bail and they can't afford it, sure.
Yeah.
Eddie's, or Coach has been hustled by Big Eddie. He's a hustler out of Phoenix. And over the last couple of weeks, I think he said?
Months, at least.
Either way, Big Eddie has taken $8,000 from him in 1982 money.
But they had to pry this out of Coach. Coach was like, yeah, we just play for fun.
Because he didn't realize he was getting
scammed. How much fun have you lost?
Coach is a very naive, well-meaning, heart of gold type character.
So a couple of those characters in this bar.
Yeah, yeah. One's young and one's old.
Well, one comes in when one goes out. Yeah. Coach dies, canonically. I think he did at the end of the fourth season. Yeah. And Woody comes in and takes over. We'll talk about that more second episode.
That's a big deal for him. He's like the main bartender guy.
Oh, yeah. He's actually Sam Malone, the main bartender, the younger one, was a professional baseball player in his younger days. He dealt with alcoholism, went to rehab, and that was his coach from this team. And they bought a bar together. Well, Sam bought a bar with his savings after going to rehab. Not the best idea to own a bar, probably.
This is the show canon?
Yeah, this is the show canon.
Okay, yeah.
Not Ted Danson by any means.
Does he ever fall off the wagon?
He relapses.
As part of like a...
Diane comes in. And that's when the series starts. She's kind of our intro into the bar. And they date for a couple of seasons. They're big will they, won't they? Even you can tell
this. A lot of dating in sitcoms.
I think we caught them where it flipped.
Yeah.
In these two episodes. Because at first it was like Sam wanted her. But the second episode we watched, which was like season 5, she wanted Sam.
Exactly. And in the meantime, she absolutely breaks Frasier. Like, leaves him at the altar in Italy, like,
ooh, horrible. Wow. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They have an Italy set?
They have an Italy set. Third season
they have a
Italy.
Third season Italy.
Tie into our Have You Seen Jack and Jill episode, season Italy.
This first episode is much like most of the Cheers episodes where it all takes place in those bar.
Yes.
Right.
You said one thing. You said the bar was bigger than you expected.
Yeah, I expected this to be a very closed bar, but it's like a house.
Oh, it has a back room as
well.
Very
big bar.
With a pool room.
Isn't there a restaurant attached?
Upstairs. We don't go to that.
We don't go to that.
We've never been there. We do go to Sam's office. That's another room right off the bar. And there's a couple of like little off-room alcoves we go to sometimes off the main bar.
Does this bar exist in real life?
Yes, you can still visit it. Yes. We should do a
trip. Did they make it for the show?
No, it was filmed at... it was filmed on set. But I think there is a bar it was modeled after in Boston that you can actually go
but
to.
But they made that after Cheers is popular.
I want to say...
Like the coffee house in France.
No. I want to say it's an actual bar.
It could be the bar that it was modeled after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if it's... People must be there all the time. If it looks like the Cheers bar and you can just go there...
Yeah.
Sometimes those things just exist, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's been long enough that like it wouldn't be that busy anymore.
This did come out in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And
for 11 seasons.
It lasted a while.
25 episodes a season. That's a lot. Over 200 episodes of
12 years.
80s bar show.
Yeah. Yeah. And that
I remember
has to test you. When as a writer, it has to test you to be like, we need new stories and drama to happen within this time and space.
I bet this sounds like something I might do if I get time. I wonder how sitcom episode themes are just rehashed. Like if we took Friends and Cheers,
yeah,
and like wrote down the like theme of each episode that like over 50% would overlap.
I don't think so. Because
I mean, a bar allows for different stuff, sure.
I think a lot
like
of
we might
Friends
have a poker episode, sure.
But I don't think you would get a lot of Cheers with those. Cheers influenced a lot. Like if you watch,
I bet.
If you watch,
I should bring up the wiki page.
Always
and check
Sunny. But also Seinfeld influenced Always Sunny in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a lot of the things happening on Friends, Seinfeld, and Cheers. I don't think a lot of the plots carried over. Maybe like micro plots, like character
sure.
developments.
How could you have 200 episodes?
The fact that
episodes
holiday
in a bar
episodes are always the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You brought a holiday episode.
I did another for our second one. Another Thanksgiving one to piggyback off your friends. Josh, which one did you like better out of these two episodes, I guess? The friend, the cheers. I liked
the first one.
Yeah.
Way more.
Because we were at the bar.
It was at the bar. Yeah. We had characters. The characters were pretty clear stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of characters, too.
Yeah.
I got all. You had names. Immediately. Yeah. Exactly. It's a name. So I have a favorite character.
What's your favorite character?
You and me share a favorite. Yep. Carla. Oh, okay. We share a favorite character.
I think she's a lot of people's favorites.
She's tiny. She's spunky. She has a great fashion sense. She's always wearing, like, kick-ass Nikes. Yeah. What about you? Do you have a favorite, Justin? Cliff?
No, not Cliff. probably her as well.
Yeah.
She's really funny. She has, I think, a lot of the funnier lines.
Yeah, she's very witty. She's kind of meaner than most of the characters. Heart of gold, though. Cliff was not meant to actually be a character. He came in to audition for the part of Norm. Ooh. And he was like, oh, okay, but do you have, like, a know-it-all kind of bar trivia character? And they wrote him in right away, and were like, okay, Norm and Cliff. And I think that's a huge part of the show's success, is Cliff. Having the Norm and Cliff have being able to play off of each other, because they're always at the end of the bar together. There's a lot of stories that involve both of them and, like, their friendship. And
Cliff's a mailman, clearly. Yes. What does Norm do?
Norm goes through a lot of careers throughout the series.
I'm going to guess like a vacuum salesman.
He's an accountant when we first meet him. He's a really good accountant.
I was going to guess like a door-to-door salesman.
And then he's kind of homeless for a while. He's jobless. He lives at the bar in season 3. And then he becomes like the bar's accountant. I think mostly he works with numbers. Okay. He's a number cruncher. Yeah. Diane is a perpetual college student.
Yeah, got that.
A literary type. Frasier.
Comes from an affluent family.
Oh, definitely. Had a pony growing up. She met Frasier when Sam Malone first left her in, like, the end of season 1 or 2. She came back from the loony bin, as he calls it. And Frasier was one of her doctors, and they started a relationship. Which shows you that Frasier's a dark therapist, mm-hmm. a dark psychologist.
Yeah, you shouldn't date your therapist.
He's one of the best characters in Cheers, in my opinion, and which is totally why he got his own spinoff show. Josh, did you know Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers originally?
I did not know.
Nice, okay.
Any other
Frasier spin-offs? Has a revival, too, apparently.
Don't.
2023.
Don't. It's no. horrible.
Does it have the same actor?
One same actor.
Is the Frasier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I hear it's abysmal.
Sure.
Really?
Any other spin-off of Cheers? Yes, the Tortellis.
The Tortellis.
Canceled after 13 episodes.
This was Carla's family spinoff.
Okay.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
The dad from Clueless plays her husband, her ex-husband, throughout the series.
Now, here's a question. Did Frasier get a spinoff?
Were there any spin-offs of Frasier?
Yeah.
No.
There wasn't like a Niles show event like at some point.
Niles for Miles. The Eddie Bark Hour.
Yeah, how many shows get spin-offs?
Daphne, the prequel years in England.
Can anyone name a spin-off of a spin-off?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we have the same one in mind. Yeah.
What is
it? I'll name the first one. It's The Big Bang Theory to Young Sheldon. And then Young Sheldon has a spinoff. The first
marriage. Someone's first marriage.
Yeah. Okay. And it is a spinoff spinoff.
It's Young Sheldon's brother.
Okay. Any others?
Yes, I think so. Back in the 80s, spinoffs were plentiful.
Right. But spinoffs of spinoffs?
I know. I'm thinking there might have been one for Family Matters, possibly. Because Family Matters with Urkel was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think it had a spinoff at one time. I would need to check. But that's a good question. That goes deep. We're only on surface level sitcoms here, Josh.
Wow. Because you do one list of Big Bang Theory.
I don't want to do that.
You do Big Bang Theory.
What if it got better every
Young
time?
Sheldon.
I think it might.
I think it might get
yeah. better.
Because I watched an
Big
episode...
Big Bang Theory, I did not care for.
No, I watched an episode of Young Sheldon, though. Tolerable. Big Bang Theory, no. And so I'm like, what if it just gets better?
Steve every Burns time? Does the theme song for Young Sheldon.
Steve Martin?
Steve Burns of Blue's Clues.
Oh, okay. So the second Steve episode
Martin does the theme
with his banjo. Yeah, he does the banjo.
I was just imagining.
It's a proper guess. Yeah. So the second episode, the reason I chose it and went a little off formula and out of the bar is because everybody's here. It's still the same cast. It's just not the same setting.
Sure. It's almost the same cast. As you said, one passed and then...
Frasier's added. But it is the same cast as the day-to-day episodes of this season of Cheers. Josh, earlier in this season, Carla gets a new house. It's kind of weird because we get a new set for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe this is when the Tortellis comes into play. I bet that's what we're doing. Is that's why we have another set. They go to...
Oh, dang. So you think that her sitcom spinoff happened, like, in the middle of Cheers, not at the end?
That's usually when they happen.
Okay.
A lot of the time.
There's a remake of Cheers, guys.
So Frasier...
Wait, in the works?
No, that exists.
I don't...
Is a Spanish remake Cheers set in an Irish pub.
Okay. I'm back.
It's 2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of 13 episodes... Four unaired. I won't go further into it because we might do that for this podcast.
What did you think of the second episode? This was kind of a
it wasn't at Cheers.
It was a kind of a window into this time, though. Like,
yeah.
Is the bar named Cheers?
Yes.
Surely, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Must be.
Yes.
Okay.
I know it wasn't at Cheers, but all the same people were there and they were still drinking beer.
I liked the premise. Sure. I liked the premise that they're... Like, for one reason, they're, like, alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Sure.
But, like, I don't... Like, what they did there was not funny.
I did like the gig turkey thing. They kept moving the TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, instead...
It was just a couple of, like, you know, yeah, they moved around and then they had a food fight.
He pulled out that turkey. I was like, oh, my God, you haven't started that yet?
Yeah.
You're not going to eat until midnight.
I think Norm and Vera are getting a divorce because of this episode, too. He's like, go to your mother's, and if you don't come to Carla's for Thanksgiving, don't come back.
Yeah.
But she shows up at the end, and this is the closest we ever see Vera.
Yeah.
She gets a pie in the face. No, I had no idea.
There's also a stage play for Cheers.
Ooh, I would go to that.
A stage play. Huh?
There is a fantastic episode of Frasier where Diane... is running a stage production of Cheers.
Okay.
And so you see this alternate universe where she's hired actors and it's like her mind's interpretation of what happened at Cheers.
Kind of funny.
And they're all just like, I'm so glad she's here to guide us in her wise ways. Like all the Cheers, they just adore her. It's wonderful.
I also like didn't really like Diane in this episode.
Oh, she's very unlikable.
Like, I know that she's intended to be unlikable, but like this wasn't like funny. Well, this was like, get off the set. Like, this was insufferable.
She did get taken out of the show eventually.
Oh, okay.
No, she left the show. She wanted to pursue movie careers and quit to be in Chevy Chase's Funny Farm.
Uh-huh.
Did they replace her with another man?
Or
another character.
Another
character.
I wouldn't say they replaced her because someone comes in and buys the bar from Sam Malone, and it's Kirstie Alley, and she takes the place of the will they, won't they, and I do not like Kirstie Alley in that role. Like, I'm like, Sam, no, because she's constantly like, I need a rich man like Trump. Like, you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, even back in the 80s?
Yeah, I remember her saying she wanted to date Trump a lot.
She also just goes after anybody with money.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what her boss name is, but that's a constant point in the show she's trying to get with him. It's all about money for her, and I think her and Sam might hook up, because Sam hooks up with everyone.
Yeah.
That's his character, if you didn't get it. He's a playboy, Sam Malone.
Yeah.
He sleeps with everybody.
He's like the Joey.
Okay.
More successful and likable than Joey, and better apartment, I'll say.
Definitely.
If I walked into Joey's apartment during a date, I'd be like, did you raid an abandoned circus for your decor?
This he usually goes to their place.
I bet, yeah. Sam's dating, like, ski bunnies and taking them to the lodge for the weekend.
Because
he's not just a bar owner. He's an ex, like, Red Sox professional baseball pitcher, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying he didn't drink away his whole nest egg. He's got, like, he's got some money he's sitting on, even in sure. the 80s. Yeah, Diane's a student, Frasier's a psychologist, Carla's the waiter, a single mom. I think it's canon that she has 5 to 6 kids at this point by the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not here.
That's we do see her kids sometimes, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on occasion. So they come into the bar.
Boston.
What?
They live in Boston then?
They all live with her. That's why I'm saying this is kind of a weird blind spot. For this episode.
Especially for, like, a holiday Thanksgiving episode.
Where are kids?
So, wait, she has kids from different marriages and they all live with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They all have pretty shitty dads.
Sure. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. That's the theme, that she's, like, a single mother.
They were all individually with their dads.
That's what this episode.
Do some of these kids happen during Cheers? Does she start the series with all of these,
like, kids? Oh, she's pregnant 2 or 3 times during Cheers.
Okay.
It's a running gag that she gets pregnant very easily. Mm-hmm. And so even if, like, a hot guy will flirt with her, she'll be
she just becomes pregnant.
Back away! Yeah. Her ex-husband got fired from the show, the guy from Clueless, the dad, for making a comment that the actress who played Carla was an ugly person.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, she's tiny and cute. She's got all these kids. What are you talking about? She got great fashion. Also, it's your coworker. Don't be a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, that's such a gross thing to say.
At least he got consequences. That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he was a very, very unlikable character in Cheers, if you remember.
Yeah.
This is one of the only shows to ever have the first place and last place during its run cycle. Like, the top place episode and bottom of the charts for 1 week. Like,
oh, okay.
Terrible episode. Like,
I guess that's what happens when you run for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
They also get bogged down with the will they, won't they between Sam and Diane mm-hmm. a lot, if you remember from watching it, Justin. There's a couple of times you're like, this is almost getting, like, abusive there. Relationship to each other.
Yeah.
Hard to watch. It gets way more lighthearted. I'm a fan of having this on in the winter.
Mm.
It's really warm and cozy. It's like wood in there. It's Boston. It's always warm lit. There's warm jazz playing. Do you think this is one you could watch in the background, Josh?
I mean, I don't watch things in the background. Watch things intentionally.
Do you think this is something you'd watch intentionally?
If someone came up to me in the street and told me to watch something, would I...
Yeah, if, would I yeah, Cheers? Yeah.
You need to watch Cheers. Some guy says that to you. Do you listen?
It's the opposite of have you seen. It's the alternate version of you. The movie watcher comes up to you on the street right. And is like, Josh, you need to watch this.
I think I would still suggest Seinfeld first. I'd rather watch Seinfeld.
Okay, based on what you've
seen.
But
I think this is second so far.
Ooh, nice.
I would say this is second. I would
that
say
was going to be my question. Friends is what was your favorite show. So far?
Yeah, we're not going to rank them all yet, but this is clearly one of my favorites. I've watched it 2 or 3 times all the way through, shown it to different people. I'm making my way through Frasier for the first time ever right now. I'm halfway through. I'm enjoying it. Not as much as Cheers. I just love the cozy environment.
I really thought this was going to be boring.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be the worst of the sitcoms, honestly.
And, funnily enough, you said you thought it was going to be black and white.
For a second there, I was like, wait, how old is this again?
Fans of Have You Seen.
Those characters were 22, Josh.
Okay.
Don't do that to him. It's scary enough.
Yeah, that...
It's scary enough.
The second we started watching, I was like, how old are these characters supposed to be? Because there's like a really old
sunset
and a younger girl set, and I was like, are they 40? Are they 20?
And they even talk about it in the episode, and you're right. Like, okay, now they're just fucking with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's like, come on, admit it, you're at least 7 to 8 years older than I am.
Yeah. So they're supposed to be... explicitly said how old they're supposed to be. They're just adults of various ages.
Okay.
I'm going to guess they're all in their mid-30s.
When the show started,
not all
terrifying. They were pretty much all in their early 30s. Except Coach.
Yeah, Coach is obviously old, and Woody is obviously young.
Woody doesn't come in till 4th or 5th season when Coach dies. And we don't get any episodes with Diane's quote-unquote replacement from these 2 episodes. It was hard to choose 2 best episodes of Cheers because they're... all pretty mainline.
Are these like 2 of the big ones? Or
no, these they're just consistently good.
How did you pick?
Yeah.
I wanted to do a Thanksgiving one to pit it against your friends. No, just okay. to compliment your friends. And the first one, I really like Harry Dean Stanton. The Flim Flam Man from that episode. I like him as an actor, so I wanted to show him in one of his biggest roles. Because he'll come into the bar from time to time and scam somebody and leave.
Yeah.
But okay. this one, he's a main character.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's why they invite him in to, like, scam him. Because it's like, this is the scam artist we know. And surprisingly...
It works.
It works.
That's cool that he's, like, a bit character in other episodes. That's neat.
Yeah. He's a reoccurring character. There's a lot of reoccurring characters in this show. There's a lot of fun... interpersonal stuff with that isn't just dating, like a lot of like that 70s show.
I don't
show,
believe you. This is a sitcom.
Sure.
All of it's about dating.
No,
even Cheers.
Not no. There will be episodes about like who Sam is dating because it's a one-off girl, or if he's dating Diane. Sometimes Diane and Frasier are married, but after that, no one within the bar dates. You never have Carla dating Cliff and Norm or Sam.
Carla's got love interests sometimes.
I'm saying within the bar.
Sure.
This isn't a Friends.
There's no Will they
this
won't
isn't a sign.
Oh, you mean like within the group.
This isn't a That 70s Show. This isn't like anything else we've watched. Where in this, they do not date within the group.
Besides, but they're still
besides
dating.
Besides Frasier, Diane, and Sam.
Yes. For the most part, yes. And yeah, they're all still dating. Cliff can never get a date.
Okay.
There's a couple episodes where he finds a date, and it's really sweet. Norm is married to Vera. Carla does see men. She dates a hockey player in a really good arc from Canada, and he's a good guy. I think, for the most part. That was good for her. Sam is always dating everyone. But for the most part, like I said, they're not doing it amongst each other, so it like gets messy. Mm-hmm.
Sam never dates Carla.
No.
Not like in the last season where they end up together. Like in That 70s Show with Bez and
Oh my
Jackie.
God, I know. Oh God, no. We might actually get to Frasier someday if we continue this sitcom series. I'd like to do that because there's so many other good sitcoms out there. Kelsey Grammer actually developed a pretty heavy drinking problem during the last season of Cheers.
Oh.
And it took him until his show in 93 to completely sober up. Wow. So that's why when you watch Cheers, they're always at a coffee shop. It's also a psychologist, so he doesn't want to be drinking.
You mean Frasier?
That's what I mean. Yeah, Frasier in Seattle. They're always at coffee shops rather than at bars.
Okay.
It kind of changes the dynamic. It's always much brighter and more daytime in Frasier.
Sure. Frasier seems like they drink wine if they drink anything.
You know, he does. He's not sober. He does drink brandy and an occasional wine. Yeah. He's more... He left his beer-swilling days behind in Boston. Yeah. So we're going to... What are we getting on to next? I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
We got a roll. We got two more from you.
Yeah, Home Movies and Doug.
And one more.
One more from me. Malcolm in the Middle.
And one more from me. Roseanne. So stay tuned.
For
check
most
us
likely
out.
Josh.
50-50.
Yeah. Check us out at podcast.com. Have You Seen is our other podcast where we talk movies. This is Amazeballs. Check out What About Wrestling, where Justin and our only fan Nick talk about different pay-per-view wrestling events. Hit us up on Facebook at FapCheck, FapCheck at YouTube, and FapCheck@gmail.com. If you want to send us any letters, comments, reviews, recommendations, hate mail, Josh will read it on air. Justin, crack open that mailbag. And tell us, do we have any letters for Josh to read this week
probably
on air?
Have you seen letter or not? Amazeballs letter.
If like
can
I said,
read, have you seen?
I'll read it. I'll leave it at the end, and then I'll edit it onto the end of our next episode of Have You Seen for that channel too.
Well, you don't have to worry about doing that because there's not one.
All right, dear listener, we will see you next week. Until then, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Cheers,
Norm.